Thursday the 26th of August, Tess Zion Elul, Rabbi Barry Katz, Annie Ladodi, A Key for Success.
Good morning everybody. I'd like to thank you all for being here, very kind of you. And by way of introduction, I once heard from the previous Gates of Rav, Rabbi Salah Rakov, Zecher Tzad Livracha, that whenever one attends a shir, a speech or something like that, that the speaker starts to start off very quietly, and as the speech, the theme develops, he tends to get a little bit warmed up. And the previous Gates said, Rav Zichron Nevracha said, this is because the speaker is himself listening to his own words, and the words are making an impression upon him, and he's getting enthusiastic. And therefore, I very much appreciate the opportunity to start my day the Torah way. And I'm not in here in any way qualified to give Musa or anything of that nature. And I'm only, any words which we say today, which may be of a Musa content, are only on condition that I'm part of the audience and listening to it. Because, okay. We'll begin with the with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on Rosh Hashanah, and the Mechaber brings Oydam Rudorishe Rishumo, Somolashem, Eslavavachov, Eslavav Zarecha, Rosh Hatevis Elul, Vechain Ani Ledoidi Vidoidi Li, Rosh Hatevis Elul, Vechain Ishle Reyehu Matonis Levyonim, Rosh Hatevis Elul. Remez, this is a Remez, Leshlosha Devorim, Shem Teshuvah, Tfilot Sadoka, Shetzrikim Nizdaris, Bohem Bechodges Zeh. Amol Hashem, Romez L'Teshuva, Ani L'Doidi, Romez L'Tefila, Shei Rinas Doidim, Ish L'Rehu, Matons L'Vyonim, Romez L'Tzedoka. I would like today, Betis Hashem, to focus on the Tefila and the Tzedoka, on the Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, and Ish L'Rehu, Matons L'Vyonim. And it's very interesting, I'm not bucky enough to say that we don't have any Rosh Hatevis anywhere else in on any other months of Nisan, Niyar, Sivan, but certainly the fact that the Chachomim have put in Rosh Hatevis Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li Nishlereiv Matanat Zodiyim etc. is because they want us to utilize the month that we should have a key to success. After all, Elul, as we've just heard, is the precursor to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. It's the doorway to the new year, Be'ezras Hashem. And therefore, the Chachamim want us to focus on these three areas of Avodas Hashem, Teshuvah, Tefillah, Tzedakah. But I would like to focus on the Tefillah and the Tzedakah. Now, the Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, which the plain pshat is that the in Shir Ashirim, the Klal Yisrael are telling the Umas Olam are scorning Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter has forgotten you. He's no shaychus with you. And we say, Adarabba, Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, that I am for the Ribbono Shelam. The Ribbono Shelam is for me. And when we come to build the Beis Hamikdash, it'll only be for Klal Yisrael. You'll have no chelek. But I wanted to venture to suggest that in order to come to the Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li in terms of Bein Adam Lamokim, Ani L'Doidi I'm for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Doidi can also refer to Klal Yisrael. That we have to practice on the Doidi in this world before we can come to the Doidi to the Ribbono Shel Olam. As Rav Avraham Pam Zichron Nevracha and his Sefer many times writes, there's Reb Yisrael and there's Klal Yisrael. There's two aspects here. And as a support to say that Ani L'Doidi can go on Klal Yisrael as well as the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Vav, where the Hillel spoke to the Ger, and the Ger said, please teach me the Torah while I'm standing on one leg. And Hillel answered, Alosni l'chavreich lo savid, what to you is hateful, don't do to somebody else. And so the question is, Daleich Sonei Lechavreich Lo Savid, what to you is hateful, don't do to somebody else, is only Bein Adam Lechaveroi. Where's the Bein Adam Lamokim? So Rashi says that the Lechavreich also refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because anything beyond oneself, any any ben od, any ish l'reihu, any per, any when we focus on anyone or anything beyond ourselves, that's a sign that, that's a sign of gadlus. I once heard from Rav Pesach Krohn, where he said that Vayigal Moshe Vayetze Elechov, Moshe grew up and went out to his brothers. So Rabbi Krohn said, what's the raya that Vayigal Moshe? What's the raya? How do we know he grew up? So he quoted the Chazal, Vayigal Alidei Vayetze. The fact that he put somebody else's concern beyond his own is a sign of gadlus. So any way we're able to concentrate beyond ourselves, whether it's Ben Odom Lechaver, Ben Odom Lamakam, is a sign that we are of gadlus. So the Hillel said to the Ger, "Daleich sonei lechavrei klosavid." What to you is hateful, don't do to somebody else. So very interesting. I always wondered about this one leg. Why should the Ger? You know, what's is the Gemara saying? Telling us something here. So I wanted to say, Bederech Efsha, that just like a person with one leg is rather inhibited in getting around. Yeah. What can a person? Yeah, you need two legs. Yeah, to get around this world. So, Efsha, this is what the Gemara is telling us, that on your own, the Torah is not a one-legged way of life. The Yiddishkeit always needs two. It, just like we need the second leg, you always need the second person, the Ben Adam Lachavera, the Ben Adam Lamakam. Yeah, if we're only focusing on ourselves, then it's teignisht. So therefore, ani l'doidi can also refer on how we interrelate with the doidi of Klal Yisrael. And then when we practice on that, and we perfect that, then we're able to go higher. And I wanted to say, ki aviv v'imi azavoni, we say in the Dovid Hashem, ki aviv of v'imi azavoni, my mother and father have forsaken me, v'ashem ya'asveini, and Hashem will gather me in, so to speak. Actually, it's possible to say that eventually a person outgrows his parents, becomes independent of them, ki aviv v'imi azavoni, that I've moved away from my parents, so where do I go from there? V'ashem ya'asveini, once you practice your kibbadav and you perfect that as much as you possibly can, then that is a stepping stone to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, according to the Mechaber, it refers to tefillah. And it's how we speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I want to say is how we also speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam about Klal Yisrael. Ani l'doidi, I speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam about my doidi, about Klal Yisrael. And I wanted to quote here a chiddush which I saw in the sefer of Rabbi Victor Miller on Tefillah, on his sefer Halali Nashi, and he gives us an idea in Tefillah which I think is a stunning chiddush, and I'd like to share it with you. He says Tefillah is a great opportunity to practice our bechira, that because in our free will choice we're very limited. We're limited by the matzav we're in, we're limited by time, we're limited by money, we're limited by physical koichas, and there's a limit to what we can do. So however wealthy we are, there's a limit to how much we can support out there, and however whatever we're blessed with in terms of, let's say a person is a doctor, whatever, so he's limited, he can't heal everybody, and you can only do the little bit that you're able to do. However, says Rabbi Victor Miller, in Tefillah there's no limit. Harchev picha v'amalehu. In Tefillah, a person is mamash unlimited. So what we can't achieve l'maisa, we can achieve by wanting to do so. So if we want Mashiach, moving swiftly on, we want Yerushalayim, we want to mekabetz nidchei amo Yisrael, hashiva shavteinu, hamachazeh shekinoso letzion, all those wonderful world universal things that we all want, to bring Mashiach, to rebuild Yerushalayim, to all Klal Yisrael should come back together, hashiva shavteinu, hamachazeh shekinoso letzion, we're unable to do that. We're not able ourselves to do this. However, via tefillah, says Rabbi Victor Miller, we can open a gateway to unlimited greatness, as if we actually did these things, just by wanting to do them. And he brings the Gemara in Brochus. And we've often heard this Gemara, but we've never applied it, I think, so widely. Omer Rav Ashi, Choshav Odom Lasos Mitzvah. The person who wishes to do a mitzvah, the Nenas, the Loy Asa'or, and he didn't do it. Ma'ale Olav Akosov Kilo Asa'or. Then the Ribon Shem will Mitztarech Machshova Lemaisa. So you ask anybody, I do this in school sometimes, give an example of wanting to do a mitzvah and you're unable to do so, and Hashem will account it to you as if you've done it. So people say, helping the old lady across the road, is that famous lady who always wants to cross the road, and so we help her across the road, yeah? But for some reason you're unable to do so, and Hashem will account it to you as if you've done it. So that's fine, but that's things which you imagined you could do in the beginning, yeah? But Rabbi Avigdor Miller, Zichron Livracha, is telling us these are things which you could never accomplish because they're too big. They're above us in time and space and koyach. But a person can gain a wealth, as he says, by vocalizing these great aspirations. And therefore, well, we say in Shmon Esra, Soymech Noiflim, Roifei Choylim, Umatir Asurim, Umakayim Emunos, Olishen Afot. We're being Mekayim them. The Eibishter will, in his own time, bring these things to fruition. But because we, in our davening, we express these as our desire, Hashem will say, it's as if you've done it. It's as if you've done it. Therefore, Ani ledoidi, v'doidi li, I am for my fellow, I am for Klal Yisrael, and I pray for Klal Yisrael, and I pray ledoidi, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So this is, ain God, ain Ani ledoidi, v'doidi li, God will mizeh. And therefore a person, when they stand in shul and daven, a person can acquire unlimited greatness, because all the things that you want, it's as if you've done it. And therefore, certainly coming from the field of chinuch, that sometimes you have a talmid, a talmidim, or even his parents, and children, and we feel we're not getting anywhere. So we daven through Baruch Shalom, and please, Baruch Shalom, open a door in their mind, in their neshama, that the Torah should have an influence on them. And certainly, let's say we're aware of Shalom Bayis issues out there. Yeah, let's say your next door neighbour, you can hear sort of plates and things flying around and raised voices, etc. So instead of banging on the door, banging on with a broomstick, can you please be quiet in there? A tefillah to Ribbono Shel Olam that he should grant them shalom bayis, etc. So all the things that we are unable in our own capacity to achieve by speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam about them, then one is fulfilling the ani ledoidi v'doidi li big time. And what nachas ruach this must give to Ribbono Shel Olam that we take on for Klal Yisrael. We're giving the Ribbono Shel Olam tremendous nachas ruach. I once heard in the davening we say after we've done Hagbah Galila, Yihir Atzon b'lifnei Avinu shebashamayim lechoinein, Yihir Atzon b'lifnei Avinu lerachem, Yihir Atzon lekayem, Yihir Atzon shenishma, a whole bunch of Yihir Atzon b'lifnei Avinu shebashamayim, and then Achenu kol beis Yisrael. So why can't say Yihir Atzon b'lifnei Avinu shebashamayim Achenu kol beis Yisrael? Yeah, let it be your will, Ribbono Shel Olam. So I heard that if you begin Achenu kol beis Yisrael, once you start with those words, that's Yihir Atzon b'lifnei Avinu shebashamayim. That is exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. You don't have to say Yihir Atzon b'lifnei Avinu shebashamayim she'achenu kol beis Yisrael, etc. That is the Rotzon. That is the Rotzon Hashem that we should be concerned. Ani ledoidi v'doidi li. I saw in the Sefer of Rabbi Avraham Pam Zichron Livracha in the Sedra of Shoftim, which heralds the month of Elul usually, that Shoftim v'Shoytrim we should have judges. And he says he brings a Medrash Tanchuma that the Dayanim, in addition to judging Klal Yisrael or any person who's come before them, it says Sheyuhu Matin Umelamdin Aleim Zuchus Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's part of the job of the Dayanim to be Melamed Zuchus, that even though you've got someone who's guilty, nevertheless they have to so to speak to Ribbono Shel Olam and say to him and find a Zuchus for the person, perhaps put it into some kind of perspective that even though he's guilty, not to be Ma'ur the Midas Hadin on too much on this person or on Klal Yisrael. And he brings a beautiful raya from Sefer Shoftim, where the if say you can do this for homework. Shoftim Perek Vav. This is where the Vayasu Bnei Yisrael Harab Einei Hashem. This is where Klal Yisrael were not doing the Rotzon Hashem, and they were in the hands of Midian. It was in very, very difficult times, and the Midianim and the pinched all the crops, and it was tremendous poverty and terrible times. Rachman Yisrael to Klal Yisrael at that time. So the pasuk says in Yud Aleph, Vayava Malach Hashem, and the Malach came and he said to Vayera Elav Malach Hashem, Imcha Vayom Elav Hashem, Imcha Gibor Chayel. Hashem is with you. This is to Gidon, you brave man, you mighty man. So what did Gidon answer? Thank you much for the very nice compliment. Nothing at all. Vayom Elav Gidon Kiadot Biadoni. Yeah. V'yesh Hashem imanu v'lamo metzahasnu kol zois v'yei kol nifloiz ha'asher sikru lanu avaseinu. Where's all the tremendous wonders which we've been promised? And Chazal say this was last night was Seder night, and we heard all the tremendous things. Halo mitzrayim helanu v'aton toshanu Hashem v'yineinu b'kaf Midian. We're in terrible straits. And Rav Pam says that Gidon was. He says, he quotes the Rashi, "Im sadikim hoyu avaseinu yasalonu bischusam," that we should have the same, we should be saved in their zuchus. "Vim rishoyim hoyu kishem she'asol lehem nifloisov chinam ken yasalonu vayekol nifloisov." He spoke up for Klal Yisrael. Yeah, he didn't brush things under the carpet. He said, even if we're not deserving, nevertheless, yeah, have rachmonus. So what was the response? First is the Malach speaking to Gidon. Vayifen Elav Hashem, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoy, you're speaking for Klal Yisrael. Then now the Malach was put to one side, and Ribon Shalom, Vayifen Elav Hashem, you're speaking up for Klal Yisrael. And even though Klal Yisrael is not in its best matzav at the moment, but you're trying to be Melamed Zchus, Vayifen Elav Hashem. Anila doidi, v'doidi li, you speak up for Klal Yisrael, the Baruch Hashem comes close. And we're coming to a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we certainly want to be ma'ir rachamim on ourselves, we want to vayifin alav Hashem, we want the Ebeshter to be interested in us, so fine, so we follow in the footsteps of Gidon, to be an ambassador for Klal Yisrael, tremendous miracles happened. He was with 300 people. He was able to beat 135,000 enemies. So therefore, we see that the Anila Doidi, the Doidi Li, that by speaking up for Klal Yisrael, Doidi to the Ribbon Shel Olam, then that is Be'ezras Hashem, a key to success. Now moving on to the second part, which is Ish L'Reihu Matanos Lev Yoinim. Till now we've spoken about Klal Yisrael. Now I'd like to speak just for a few minutes on how we relate to, as Rav Pam says, Reb Yisrael, to the individual, how we interact with each other. So in the Mechaber says this refers to tzedakah, but like all tzedakah, it has to be done very nicely. Chazal tell us you get more brachas for the way you give tzedakah than for the tzedakah itself. The famous Gemara in Kiddushin, where a person gave his father, the Gemara says, he gave his father nice things, and he told him in the Olam Epes Hazoi, he was thrown out of the world, or he went to Gehenna, because and another person made his father work with a millstone, and he went to Gan Eden, because it's the way you did it. Yeah, even though he gave his father nice things to eat, when his father said, is it okay? He was very rude to him. So tzedakah refers to how we treat each other generally, not just the giving of the tzedakah, but the way we speak to each other. So I'd like to give two examples plus one story. So the Pinchas Roberts, in his sefer on Sedra, says something remarkable. The pasuk says in Devarim, right at the very beginning of capital base, "Vanefem v'nisam et barder yamsuf, v'nosav es har seir yomim rabim." We were camped by har seir. "Vayom Hashem elai lemoi, rav lochem soiv es or hazeh, pnu lochem sefoina." Rav lochem. What does rav lochem? What does it mean? Rav lochem. Rav lochem. That's all. Rav Lochem Soi V'Sahar Hazeh. This expression, Rav Lochem, is a little bit incongruous. It doesn't quite fit in. So Rabbi Roberts quotes a Medrash, and the Medrash says, the Rav Lochem is a code word. Do you know why you have to, why Penu Lochem Safoina? You know, we're talking about Har Seir. Do you know why you have to go away from Har Seir? And you're not allowed to go through? You have to take the scenic route. You're not allowed to go all the way through? Because many years previously, when Esav met Yaakov, he said to him, and Yaakov was very scared of what Esav was going to do. He came with 400 men. Yeshli Ravachi, I've got plenty. Yehi Lacha Asher Loch. So I've heard many criticisms of Esav Rav. Yeah, instead of saying Kol. But this is, we're coming now from a different viewpoint. Yeshli Rav, I've got plenty. Can you imagine what Yaakov Avinu's feelings were when he heard those words? He thought, yeah, Baruch Hashem. Yeah, he's coming friendly. He's becoming, calmed him down. Yeshli Ravachi, Yehi Lacha Asher Loch. These are friendly words. These are nice words. Says Rabbi Roberts from the Medrash, that because of that word Rav Loch, Yeshli Rav, because of that word Rav, so hundreds of years later, millions of people were protected. Yeah? And the Klal Yisrael, Penu Lochem Safoina. We have to go mamash the long way round. Those words protected a whole nation many, many, many years later. The Ribbono Shel Olam never overlooks a nice word, even if it's from an Esav. You speak nicely to people. The Zachus is unbelievable. The millions of people, hundreds of years later, were protected just because of that word, Rav. Just shows you what one word can achieve. Yeah, so if that's from Esav to Yaakov, can you imagine Ishtareo Matanos Levyonim? Yeah, when we speak nicely to each other. Yeah, and the truth of the matter is that Ishtareo Matanos Levyonim, yeah, the truth is everybody is an Evyon in one thing. We all need, what do we all need? We all need to feel wanted. Yeah, we all need to feel, to feel appreciated, to feel valued, to be validated. We all need that. And I once heard from Shimon Hirschler, I'm sure you've all heard, yeah, that nowadays we've become grease-proof. Yeah, he didn't know grease each other anymore in the Yiddish word. We've become grease-proof. And he says we're living in the Doha Mobile, and we're living and therefore, because of the... So I'm adding the two things together, and the mobile phone, mamish, takes us out. Yeah, of our surroundings. We don't interact too much or too well when the mobile gets in the way, and therefore we have to be very careful. Yeah, mamish to the Ishlareo Matanos Levyonim, those nice words. Esav's one nice word, Rav, Yeshli Rav, everything's okay. Yibaruig Yaakov Avinu, that led to a tremendous brocha. Yeah, so it's all there. Yeah, Ani L'doyli V'doyli Li, and Ishmat Ishrei Matanos Levyonim. This is what Elul is all about, the Ben Odom L'Chaver, the Ben Odom L'Mokem. Just want to another one. I can't remember where I heard this from. It's not my own. But again, in a similar vein, that we know that we were in the Midbar for 40 years. We were in the Midbar for 40 years because we listened to the Meraglim. That's our side of the coin. Turn the coin over. What did the Canaanim do to deserve to be in Eretz Yisrael for 40 extra years? That's our cheshbon. Why we were in. Yeah. But what zechus did they have? Yeah. Everything was a. Everything works both ways. So there's at the end of Yudalad in Yehoshua, says the Shem Chevron the Fonim Kiras Arba, it used to be called Kiras Arba, Ha'odom Hagodol Banokim, who, and there's various pshat in what that means, Ha'odom Hagodol Banokim, you look up, you'll see Rashi brings a few meanings. For Oret Shokto Mimulchomo, and the land was quiet. So Rashi brings Medrash Hagodol, Ha'odom Hagodol Banokim, this great person, this great personality, who is it? Avraham Avinu. Shegoram lahem she'oretz shokto mimilchom arboim shona. He was the one who caused that there was peace in the land of Eretz Yisrael for 40 extra years. She nis avu ba midbar. That we had to stay in the midbar. Why? Arba. Because when Avraham Avinu came to bury Sarah, they said four nice words to him. Sha'amru loy, Nasi, Elakim, Ato b'socheinu. They were mechabel Avraham with four nice words. This was a low point in his life. He was looking forward after the Akedah to share with Sarah Meinu and Loy Aleinu. He came to find a place of kavura. This was a low point in his life, and he came to the Bnei Chevron, to Ephraim and Company Limited, and they said to him, Nasi Elakim Ato Basachenu. What did those words do to Avraham Avinu at that point in his life? It baruied him. Nasi Elakim Ato Basachenu. You're a godly. So when he heard those words, it had an effect on him. It was a Ben Adam Lachaveroi. The Ribbono Shel Olam never forgot those four words, and those four words became translated into 40 years that we had to stay in the Midbar that they could have the schar of those four words. So we see that just from those two examples, and there are many more, and it's at no cost. Yeah, this is Ishlo Matan Slev Yoinim. There's no cost. Yeah, there's to say the nice word to each other can have unlimited bracha for ourselves and for future generations. I'd like to end off with a story, and as I recall it. I heard it from the person themselves. They had a takato on the mobile, and the mobile rang. The phone rang. He picked up the phone. He said hello. And what happened was that the person who rang the phone didn't know he was ringing the phone. Yes, sometimes you're looking for your pen, and if you don't lock your thing, you can actually start dialing. Okay. So what happened was he picked up the phone, and the phone was in somebody's pocket, and the person was sitting at the table with his family. Okay, and he now had a ear into that conversation around the table. Yeah, a friend of his on the phone. So if you ever want a proof of Oiz and Shamas, now you've got it. And what was this person discussing? Sufali, what was the person discussing? He was talking about him. Yeah, Shimon's phone rang. Yeah, and Reuven rang Shimon. Yeah, unknowingly, and Reuven round the table to his wife or whoever is talking about Shimon. What was he saying about Shimon? What a nice person. He's such a good friend of mine, and you should know he brings up his children so well, and such a role model, and his children must be such a great source of nachas to him, and speaking nicely. Now, whether Shimon should have hung on so long is something else. And the fact is that Shimon... Sorry? You say, the mix hashvach of fun of Gansha Shalobafano. So amazing. He got such nachas, hearing how he was being spoken in such nice language. So, as I heard the story, we speak nicely to each other, about each other. The nachas Ribbono Shel Olam gets when he hears how we speak nicely about each other. Just like that person got tremendous nachas hearing himself and his family being described in such glowing terms, the kaviyachol, alachas kamvakam, Ribbono Shel Olam loves it. We speak nicely to each other, about each other. That gives tremendous nachas Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm grateful to my son Yehuda, who not only for being here, but he shared this with me. We once said at the table speaking, he showed me in the sefer, I think the sefer Baruch Sha'amah, that we by Noach it says that Yesh Doshin Yesh Merabaseinu Doshin Eshvach. Is it being complimented? Is it being or is it being criticised? Yesh Merabaseinu, says Rashi, Doshin Esel Eshvach. The Yesh She Doshin Esel Lignai. I wanted to say, and I think you would have found it for me, that I think it's B'Shem the Chofetz Chaim, that when it comes to Yesh Merabuseinu Doshna So L'Shvach, you want to speak up for somebody, Rabuseinu, you're a Bal Madrega. Doshna L'Gnai, Yesh. Yeah, you just have to be yesh. Yesh doshin oisoy leganai. Yeah, anybody can. Yeah, to be a doshin leshvach, it's a rabbi seilu leganai yesh. Yeah, the windscreen effect. Ah, Yekkers. Ah, Stamford Hill. Ah, Golders Green. Edgware. With one few flicks of the windscreen wipers, we've patterned the whole world. You understand? So therefore, we have to be the yesh merav seilu doshin leshvach. So I'd like to end up with a brocha. The bishus are being mekayim anila doidi vidoi. Through our efforts in Benom Lachaver, Benom Lamokim, as Rabbi Victor Miller has outlined for us through Tefillah and Tzedakah, how we speak about each other and to each other and to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem Yimalikom Mishan Tzaben Latoiva, we shall be Zoch to Ksima Toiva, and Tov Shin Ayin Aleph is Rosh Yetavis, Tehei Shnas Oinek Amen.